This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:03 on this Tuesday, June 18th, 2024. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining us today on the WBBM Noon Business Hour. I'm Andy Dane, in for Rob Hart. Retail sales were sluggish last month, reflecting consumer caution amid persistent inflation and high interest rates. And we now welcome in Jennifer Waters, Chicago-based business reporter. Jennifer, thanks for being with us today on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so sales at retailers rose at an unexpectedly kind of weak pace last month. Why may that be?
Well, the easy answer is because we have some still high inflation and elevated interest rates. I mean, Ann just kind of touched base on that a second ago. But we're, you know, the sales rose just 0.1% in May from the month before. This is according to the Commerce Department. And it's better than that. You know, the April numbers were downwardly revised. So it's better than that. But the sales declined at a number of places. One of the biggest one, and this is always kind of a hit or miss, is gas station sales. And that they try to exclude those from the core because they fluctuate so much. They were down 2.2% last month. That was the biggest decline of all sales. And that represents a little bit lower prices at the gas station. Now, you know, when I fill up, I still think it's outrageously expensive. But we're talking about month-over-month comparisons here, not year-over-year for this kind of thing. The other number to note, actually, is that sales at restaurants are down 0.4%. And that's important because that really looks to how consumers are spending their money. Restaurant sales tend to be pretty strong when people have a good feeling about the economy, about their own purse strings and those things. And when restaurants sales decline, they generally do so during times of economic distress. And that's what we're starting to see is some economic distress among all shoppers, not just low-income shoppers who've been feeling some pain for some time. Middle-income have also been feeling pain. But now Walmart, for example, said that they're seeing some higher-income people shop there looking for sales. So we're seeing it right across the board.
So Jennifer, you used the term economic distress there. I'm curious, in your eyes, what those numbers and what that distress kind of says about the strength of the consumer and the overall economy here.
Well, the consumer spending, let's remember, consumer spending accounts for about 2/3 of the economy. So when we see kind of economic distress and we see consumers pulling in their purse strings, it means that they're not feeling very optimistic about what their spending is. Remember, too, we had a lot of these COVID pandemic dollars that, probably are all spent by now. So that was part of what was holding up the economy as prices started to go up. And then also remember this, wage growth and price growth both feed into each other. So wage growth, we had low unemployment. And when we had that, the employers had to raise wages to get people. Like, let's look at a grocery store. You have trouble finding people to work at the grocery store. You raise the wages. Well, then you also have to raise the prices to help balance that out. So we've got a lot of different things going on in the economy. But overall, what we're seeing is that growth is slowing. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's certainly not a good thing.
Jennifer, quickly, before we let you go, how does this all kind of impact the Fed and a possible decision on rates?
Well, one of the things it really does is it underscores what Jerome Powell was saying at the last meeting, and that was that we have to take a cautious approach. He had said, at one point we were looking at 2 to 3 interest rate cuts, but he had said, yet the last meeting probably only won. And the reason why this is important to them is because if, you know, this first cut could be very consequential in how we all react to it. Inflation could heat right back up if the central bank cuts too soon. But if it doesn't cut in enough time, the economy could slip into a recession. So it's really a balancing game for them, and that's obviously what Powell said in his last meeting.
A lot to watch and very helpful stuff as always. Thanks so much. Jennifer Waters, Chicago-based business reporter.
WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It is Travel Tuesday. We're not the only ones dealing with an early summer heat wave. Much of the country is under a massive dome of heat, and that can impact travel plans in several ways. We now welcome in Joe Sweeterman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddock Institute at DePaul University. Joe, thanks for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so it is incredibly hot out there. We've all been spending the last couple days talking about how that can impact a lot of things in our lives. How can that impact aircraft operations?
Yeah, summer is off to a sweltering start, particularly in the Southwest, and airlines struggle with this. I mean, you have higher temperature, reduced lift. As a rule of thumb, about every 5 degrees Fahrenheit reduces lift by 1%. So, you know, you boost that temperature 25 degrees, and you got a lot of fuel burn. And airlines have to reduce weight on the plane, and that's going to mean leaving some seats empty, not taking some luggage. So this is going to be a tough one for the airlines.
What are some of the factors the airlines need to consider when it comes to making sure that these flights are safe and maybe even weighing decisions of canceling flights due to heavy heat?
You know, airlines are good mostly to about 122 degrees Fahrenheit. So we're below that. But in Phoenix, we topped that a couple of years ago, and it was a real mess, massive cancellations. But when you start to get above 110 or so, you know, boy, those weight limits really become a factor. And when you have really two things that can result in the need to cancel flights, and that's shorter runways. So Midway is very much at risk if we start topping 100 consistently. And altitude, so we don't have that problem here in Chicago, but certainly Denver and other airports, that's going to be a big factor. The bigger planes do a little bit better than the small planes, funny enough. So the regional jets may be the first to be grounded.
So, Joe, we talk about kind of the airlines and some of the airports here. What, if anything, can travelers do to maybe minimize their risk of traveling when it's hot like this, aside from, you know, maybe just staying home or opting to drive? Is there anything that passengers can do to kind of help alleviate some of the concern?
You know, it's a good question. I do know high weathers are often associated with extreme weather, too. So not to say the news doesn't get worse, but when you have extreme weather like this, I think you just in the summer especially, you know, it's a bit of a pressure cooker, no pun intended, at the airports. The planes are crowded. The TSA lines are longer. So I think people just have to, you know, relax. One rule of thumb is maybe not book that last flight out if you really have to be somewhere because you don't have that protection. But mostly we're seeing the airlines are gearing up for this and adjusting days in advance with their belly cargo to try to make this work. So fingers crossed, the next couple of weeks will be pretty smooth here in Chicago.
All right. Added to your list of things to keep in mind as the temperatures keep on soaring. Great stuff as always. Thanks so much. Joe Sweeterman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddock Institute at DePaul. Up next, the resurgence of the flip phone.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, sales of flip phones are soaring. Let's find out what is driving that increase now from Jennifer Jolly, Tech Life columnist for USA Today and founder and editor-in-chief of techish.com. Jennifer, thanks for being with us today. All right, so I have a younger sister who is in her early 20s. She is one of the people who is now, for some reason, wanting to ditch her iPhone for a flip phone. Why this craze? I can't understand it. I can't get an answer from her. So maybe you can help me. What is driving this this push now?
Your little sister is a genius, and you can play this back for her later. What's driving this push for flip phones from smartphones is the fact that we are sucked in, we are tuned out, and we are so burned out on passively allowing years of our lives to melt away mindlessly stuck on screens. The latest statistics, and this is something that you can check for yourself, and I'll tell you how in just a second, but we are spending, if you look in your screen time on your phone in your hours, the average person spends 5 hours a day on their smartphone. That equals 6 days a month and 12 years over a lifetime. 12 years you're spending on your phone, mindlessly doom scrolling or getting sucked into rabbit holes and laughing at videos on social media. People like your sister have figured out they want more of their real life back.
All right, we'll keep the genius comment between the two of us. But I, you know, you mentioned the hours there, and I mean that is pretty eye opening. You know, so since so many of us are on our smartphones that often, how big is this trend? I mean, how many people are jumping on this bandwagon now?
It kind of started with the younger folks, and a TikTok video had 17 million views in 2022. Sammy Palazzolo, I'm sure I didn't say that right, but as a college student, she posted on why she only takes a flip phone out when she goes out for the night. And the gist of it is that it keeps she and her friends more present, eliminates drunk texts, bad hookups, and all of the bad things about college and all the good things about a phone, which is connecting with people, taking photos and videos. That struck a nerve with millions and millions of people, and these flip phone sales started going off the hook. And by the way, if you want to check out your screen time and how much of your life you're spending on your phone, Google screen time calculator, because I did all this research, then I switched to a flip phone, a Total by Verizon Nokia 2760 flip. It cost me $30. It's prepaid. I've already gotten back 6 years of my life.
All right. So there are clearly benefits financially, socially, maybe even mentally, especially you talk about kind of the younger generation and the addiction to social media. I'm curious, Jennifer, quickly, have any of the phone carriers tapped into this? Are they marketing to younger people, you know, knowing that this is growing? Are they advertising more for flip phones? How are they kind of capitalizing here?
Well, the biggest thing we're seeing are a whole line of new phones. There's the Lite Phone 3, Punct, P-U-N-K-T, F1 Horizon Bluebird, the Wise Phone 2 by Teclis. These are pretty expensive phones, starting, you know, there's $800 all the way down to $400 phones that are pared down versions of all the things that you need the most. So you might have an e-ink screen, kind of like a Kindle reader, maybe some cameras, maybe be able to use Waze, and that's the biggest thing that I'm finding hard to live without is my Waze direction app, a flashlight, support for 5G. So these phones are still expensive, really expensive, but they interact with your brain better and more healthfully. So that's really where people are taking advantage of this craze. It's not so much as coming out with more simple dumb phone flip phones. It's creating phones that feel a little bit better about working more seamlessly into your life without taking you out of your life.
Really interesting stuff. I am nervous to check out my screen time for myself, but I may later on. Thanks so much. Jennifer Jolly, Tech Life columnist for USA Today, founder and editor-in-chief of techish.com. Still ahead in Travel Tuesday, bring along multiple generations of family on your next trip.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Andy Dane in for Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. Police investigate a shooting on a Chicago beach that's left a teenager wounded. President Biden takes action that impacts undocumented spouses of American citizens. In Travel Tuesday, making your next trip one that spans the generations. Restaurant sales have fallen in four of the past 6 months. On Wall Street, everything moving up now. The Dow is up a point, NASDAQ gaining 14. The S&P 500 is up 11. AccuWeather says some clouds and sunshine, windy, hot, and humid today. A high of 95, feeling like 100 out there at times. Right now, partly sunny and 85 degrees at 12:31. A 14-year-old girl, one of three people, shot at 63rd Street Beach on the south side last night. Chicago police were called to the scene around 10 p.m. Officers found the victims, including the teen, who had been hit in the leg by two bullets. Two men in their 30s were also wounded. All three are in fair condition at area hospitals. Witnesses say the shooter left the area on a bike. Well, President Biden granting legal protections to undocumented spouses of American citizens.
To qualify for the Parole in Place program, an immigrant must have lived in the U.S. for 10 years and be married to a U.S. citizen. They would have 3 years to apply for a green card and receive a temporary work permit, and they would be shielded from deportation in the meantime.
It's an abuse of the law. It is not what the statute was intended to do.
Julie Kirshner is with the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
This administration is more interested in appeasing its base than it is actually enforcing the law.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday for planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Markets are trading slightly higher, and joining us now with the latest on what is moving Wall Street is Gary Kaltbaum, president of Kaltbaum Capital Management in Orlando, Florida. Gary, thanks so much for being with us here on the Noon Business Hour today. Stocks near the flat line today. That is despite some weaker than expected retail sales numbers. Curious some of your takeaways here as we roll into Tuesday.
Pay no attention to the Dow. The semiconductor stocks continue to go vertical. And when I say vertical, I mean vertical. And anything involved with the artificial intelligence going along for the ride. There is a big bet going on that there's going to be a monstrous increase in sales going forward for semis. And it's just on a daily basis. The word is vertical right now. Eventually it'll hit a wall. It did not do it today. And that's with the Dow only up 7. The semiconductor index is up another 94 points today. And again, the word vertical comes to mind.
Gary, you mentioned AI, and a lot of the recent gains have been in the tech areas. Does that narrow leadership in the market bring you any level of concern?
Yes, because narrow usually leads to trouble, but narrow is great for what is narrow at this point in time. And I can tell you a lot of areas of the markets have been left behind. A lot of the economically sensitive names, transports, rails, truckers, and the like, you just got to stick with what's good and stay away from the downtrends, and there's still plenty. The good news is what's good gets gooder, what's bad gets badder. Just stay out of the bad.
Okay, you mentioned what's bad gets badder. What are some of the biggest threats to stocks right now in your eyes?
The economy. Right now, the most important thing is interest rates keep plunging, and that's usually good news when the cost of capital comes down. And you have an easing of interest rates. What we have to watch very simply, does this mean we're going to have a bigger slowdown than we already had? We're already at 1.3% GDP. The good news is I have never, ever seen a recession without the whole market getting blasted. Usually it telegraphs it pretty well, so I don't think we're there. But if the economy really starts to tip, if the job market starts to get in trouble, I can promise you we'll probably see 10 to 15% down in the big indices, but right now just ain't happening.
Well, Gary, how does the Fed kind of factor into all of this here?
It doesn't. I know they're off talking about, but they're way behind. The 10-year yield, the most important yield out there, is at 4.22. The Fed's at 5.25. So if they lower rates a quarter point, it will not mean a thing to you or I or anybody sitting at their table, paying their bills. They'll just be playing catch up. The best news I have for you is that interest rates keep coming down and are stable coming down. In other words, they're not all over the map, and that usually helps the market. The question is whether the economy tips over. I don't think we're there because I think the market would know it by now.
And Gary, one final question here for you as we roll into a new week. Your advice to the individual investor here?
Well, we stick with leadership at all times. We are neck deep in technology, the technology arena. Great growth story right now. How long it lasts, don't know. We're hoping the broad market picks up where we can start talking about other areas. Just as of this second, really not much to chew on at this point in time, but you keep fingers crossed that it'll pick up.
Great stuff. As always, thanks so much, Gary Kaltbaum, president of Kaltbaum Capital Management in Orlando. You can find him online at GaryK.com. Up next in Travel Tuesday, taking a trip with kids, parents, and grandparents.
Discussing the news affecting your money, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday, and a family trip can mean more than just mom, dad, and the kids. Let's talk about expanding the travel party now with Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com. Cindy, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. All right, so the multi-gen trip, if you can, for those who aren't familiar, explain and maybe some of the benefits of a trip like that.
Well, it's one of the hottest trends in travel right now is to take everybody on vacation with you. And it can just be parents, kids, and grandparents, but often it's aunts and uncles and cousins and anybody who wants to join. I think it's, I've done many of these. We love traveling with our extended family. And I think there are some things we've learned along the way and things that we just generally know when you're dealing with family, you've got to be kind of careful about, right? The key to success is always communication, talking before the trip to make sure that everybody's on the same page about the three most important things: timing, money, and activities. You want to set the, if they're kids who are in school, you know, they get dibs on the timing because you've got to work around school vacations and everybody else has to kind of deal with that. So that's an easy one. Money's a little harder. If grandma pays, does that just mean everybody gets a free vacation, or does it mean it's a vacation where everybody does exactly what grandma wants to do, which might not be the best vacation for you? But if everybody pays, then you have to be really careful that you're setting a budget that hits the lowest common denominator, so there's nobody who's priced out of the trip.
So, you know, a lot of moving parts. I'm curious if maybe planning and getting a really early jump on that planning is key. I mean, when do you recommend families that do want to do a trip like this, how far out should they really start to kind of sit down and talk about those things, whether that's budgeting or activities, things like that? What's kind of your timeline there?
Well, especially if you're working around school vacations and you can only go when the kids are out of school, you have to start early because those are the busy travel times for all kinds of families. And if you're taking a big group, you need more hotel rooms, more airplane tickets, you know, whatever it is that you're going to need to do it. I'm a really big believer, especially for people who are just starting out with this, to do something all-inclusive. So either an all-inclusive resort, there's great ones in Mexico and the Caribbean that are easy plane rides from Chicago, or a cruise. And the reason for that is because, A, everybody gets their own room, so you get some alone time. You're not all staying together in one big house, which does work for families sometimes, but not always. B, nobody has to cook. So you don't have to, and there are a lot of food choices. So if there's a picky eater among them, you don't have to cater to that. They get that at the buffet or at the dinner that's included in your price. You know how much it's going to cost going in because it's all included. And there's a variety of activities. I'm a big believer also on these trips is to have plenty of together time, but also enough alone time that everybody feels like they actually had a vacation. So they got to do the thing that they wanted to do that maybe nobody else wanted to do.
I want to circle back to that kind of balancing family time and alone time, because, you know, I'm sure when families kind of draft this vacation, they picture it in their head as, you know, kind of kumbaya and everyone, you know, gets along, the generations all get along. But I'm sure for most families, that's not the reality. You know, you spend a lot of time with family. There's bound to be some disagreements, some disputes. Any tips you have for families or maybe the one family member who's organizing to kind of help keep the peace throughout the duration of the vacation?
Well, I think the key going in is the communication, to make sure that you've listened to everybody. Everybody had a say in where you're going to go, what you're going to do, where you're going to stay, how much alone time you're going to have versus how much together time you're going to have. And, you know, we all know our family members. You presumably know them pretty well if you want to travel with them. And if you have a sister-in-law who never gets up before 11 o'clock at home, she's going to want to sleep till noon when she's on vacation. So don't plan a big morning that, you know, you're going to expect her to be at, and she's going to show up crabby and groggy.
Great stuff, helpful stuff, and a lot to think about when you're planning your next trip. Thanks so much. Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com. Join us this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday. Still to come, restaurants dealing with an unexpected drop in sales.
Information to make cash and save cash. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Spending at restaurants has dropped in four of the last 6 months, a trend not seen since the start of the pandemic. Let's take a closer look at what is going on with Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, a.k.a. the restaurant coach. Izzy, thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour today. Let's dive right in here. In your eyes, what is behind this slowdown for restaurants?
Well, Andy, it's really interesting because they're talking about a slowdown in sales, but they're not talking about a slowdown in the amount of people coming to the restaurants. And what we are finding is the amount of customers is about the same as we've had for the last 6 months, but people are spending much differently today than they did 6 months ago. So rather than everybody having an appetizer or a cocktail, there's a lot of sharing. There's let's share an appetizer. Let's get one glass of wine, not a bottle of wine. Let's share an entree. So people are controlling how much they spend, not necessarily how much they go out.
And Izzy, I'm curious, how much do prices at these restaurants, we're hearing about kind of higher menu prices at a lot of eateries now, what kind of role is that playing here?
Well, it's playing a huge role. I mean, prices have gone up substantially in the past 2 years, and they've continued to rise this year. But interesting, I was reading a social media comment. Somebody was very upset that their favorite Mexican restaurant only gave them the first basket of chips for free and then had a charge for the second and whatever. And they decided we're not going back to the restaurant because we don't get anything for free anymore. I have to tell you, I haven't been to a gas station or grocery store that's given me anything for free. And the days of free baskets of chips and free bread, those kind of things are going to start to go away because prices are not only high for the consumer, they're very high for the restaurateur.
Izzy, one last question for you, besides free tortilla chip fatigue. Is tipping fatigue a factor here as well, as people are just not as inclined to leave that hefty tip for their servers?
It is. I mean, tipping fatigue is very heavy. You know, people are getting hit for a tip everywhere, including I went through a McDonald's drive-thru and they asked me if I wanted to tip. So I think we're going to see not necessarily a revolt, but I think you're going to see the tip average start to go down.
Great stuff, as always. Thanks so much, Izzy Karish, president of Hospitality Works, the restaurant coach here in Chicago. A reminder, if you missed any part of today's Noon Business Hour, we'll have the replay podcast available shortly on WBBMNewsRadio.com, as well as the Odyssey app.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.